Ladies and gentlemen, you've heard the Todd Starnes commentaries right here on K1, the one you trusted, AM 1400 and FM 93.3, for a long time. But now, you're going to get more Todd more often, and I have Todd Starnes on the telephone with me. How you doing, sir?
Tom, I got to tell you something. I'm excited about this. You know, it was enough that they gave me a minute on the radio, 3 minutes a day, but now I get 3 hours a day. We're going to trigger a lot of liberals, I do believe.
Just can't imagine when we unpack this a little bit more, just how much more fun it is going to be. Now, you've been in the news business a long time before you got into the news talk business. How'd that all get started?
That's right. Well, you know, I grew up, I was one of these odd ducks, Tom. I knew from a young age exactly what I wanted to do. When I was a little boy, I had a transistor radio that my grandfather gave me. And I would, at nighttime, I would listen to far-flung places, exotic locations like Cincinnati, Ohio, and New Orleans, Louisiana, WWL, and of course, WLW in Cincinnati. Mm-hmm. And I just caught the bug early on as a young kid, had the honor of being a news anchor at KFBK in Sacramento, and longtime Rush Limbaugh fans like myself, you will remember that's where Rush Limbaugh launched his national radio show.
It was.
And it was really an honor to be able to broadcast the news at the original home of the EIB network. And then, of course, spent 15 years of my career at Fox News Radio and Fox News Channel, and just had a terrific time. And Tom, now I'm back home in my home town. I returned back to Memphis and I bought the News Talk radio station here. So not only am I a radio show host, but I'm also a radio station owner.
Well, congratulations on that. I saw that in the trades that you bought that radio station, and by golly, you're off to a great start there too. You got some great people working there with you, and now of course the show is all yours and nobody else but yours, and you're kind enough to share it with all of us. We love that.
Well, it's so much fun. We've been doing the show noon to three for the past 4 years, and we have grown rapidly over the past few months after Rush's passing. Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of people appreciate the fact that we share very similar values, coming from a little bit different perspective. You know, Rush grew up just north of Memphis.
Yes.
In a little town called Cape Girardeau in Missouri. So there must be something in the waters of the mighty Mississippi, you know, where there's a lot of common sense flowing downriver. So we have a lot of fun. You mentioned, Tom, about fun. And not only do we share a lot of laughs on that radio program, but we also take listeners' calls. So we're a caller-driven radio show, and it's really exciting to hear from listeners all over America as they weigh in on the big issues of the day.
Indeed. You know, you kind of have that very comforting approach. Everyone knows that when they're calling in to talk to Todd, they're talking to a friend, and it's a comfortable conversation that sometimes might make others feel a little uncomfortable, especially when the truth is spoken, Todd.
That is true, and we do trigger a fair number of people, and but that, you know, that goes with the territory. You know, for my 15 years in New York, I lived in Brooklyn among the indigenous liberal population, and a lot of people said, Todd, why would you do that? And I really felt like to understand the American liberal, I needed to live in their natural habitat, which is what I did, and we have a lot of fun poking fun at the liberals. It's never mean-spirited, but we have a rule on my radio show. If you call in and you disagree with me, Tom, those callers go right to the top of the line because we love having those debates on the radio.
As they should. I tell you what, that makes for good point, counterpoint, and it also makes for great entertainment, too. Plus, you learn something.
That's right. Absolutely. And honestly, it's been fun because we've actually been able to convert several liberals to the conservative way of thinking. And these on-air political conversion experiences, we actually celebrate with some special music and a gospel choir. So we have a lot of fun with it.
You know, one of the things that I remember from years past was that you'd always do a great Christmas program every year. Does that continue with Todd Starnes' radio show now?
It sure does. As a matter of fact, we're relaunching that this year. And this is really a throwback to the, you know, to the 1940s and 50s, the heyday of radio, when, you know, when they used to do these big, extravagant Christmas shows before a studio audience. And so we're going to do that again this year. It's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to have some special guests, and we're going to rock it out this coming Christmas.
Well, that sounds great. Well, we got a long time to go till Christmas, and we got an interesting political landscape in which to try to navigate, and listeners to your program will sure have an easier way with you as their tour director and your cruise guide.
Well, let me tell you, it's going to get a little freaky on the Lido deck, Tom, but that's okay. Am I allowed to say that on the radio?
Sure.
But you know, it's look, I'm a conservative, and they don't pay me to be a conservative. This is just who I am, and I think people appreciate that authenticity. You may not agree with all my opinions, but you can know that they're heartfelt opinions, and I'm not just saying something to stir up controversy.
Yeah.
But we do live in a society where they want to silence people who have a differing viewpoint, and that is a troubling thing. You know, I've written 6 books now, and my last book, Culture Jihad, we talked about this attack on our culture, and we sort of predicted, and not really in a prophetic voice, but we predicted the rise of the cancel culture movement, and that we would come to a day where people would be debating what pronouns to use. And here we are now, Tom, in a very dangerous point in American history. And honestly, talk radio is the last place where you can have these conversations and talk about things that might be offensive or might be contrary to the culture at large.
I'm seeing things in today's landscape that were made kind of jokingly in conversation 20 years ago about sex education. And what that entails now is far from what it was originally. And what we're learning about critical race theory, and also what we're learning about, again, as you mentioned, pronouns, it does make your jaw drop. And folks are trying to find some way to understand what's going on.
Well, it's true, and ultimately, this is a rejection of God and our Judeo-Christian values and precepts. I mean, what the transgender movement, for example, is telling us is that God made a mistake, and I serve a God that does not make mistakes. And Tom, I got to tell you, we don't shy away from talking about faith on our program. We believe that we are one nation under God, and I believe that a big chunk of the problems facing America simply because we have decided to avoid the church house. So, you know, on our program, we believe that the solutions to America can be found in the church house and not the state house.
Well, the way they talk sometimes, I'm wondering if they're not getting some of their information from the outhouse.
Well played. All that to say, we need a good, there's nothing wrong with America that a good come to Jesus, hellfire and brimstone revival message could not take care of.
No kidding. Amen to that. Todd, we look so forward to having you with us a lot more often and a whole lot longer right here on K1 in the days to come. Can't wait to launch, sir.
It's going to be a lot of fun, and we can't wait to take calls from the heartland, good old Midwestern common sense values. I think we're going to shake up America.
All righty, Bartlesville, get ready. It happens soon.